Okay, we're starting on page 262. Page 262, the top of the page, we're in the middle of Sif Aleph of Simon Shin Yud Zayin. Simon Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph in the middle of it, we'll get to it. On page 262, the second line of the page in the Shulchan Aruch, the Kesher She'ena Shel Kayama. Just the general rules very quickly. According to the first opinion, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Rish and the Rambam, you need two conditions to make a Daraisa knot. It has to be a permanent knot and it has to be a professional knot. If you're missing one of those two conditions, it's Drabanan. If you've got neither condition, it's actually Mutu Lechatchila. And the second opinion, which is what the Ramah brought, the Yesh Cholkim, there was two versions of the Yesh Cholkim that the Ramah brought. But the basic idea is it's not about whether it's a permanent knot. It's not about whether it's a professional knot. It's only about how permanent it is. And you've got something which is totally impermanent, like you untie it the same day, then that would definitely Mutu Lechatchila. You've got the middle range, which is will be there for a certain period of time. That will be a Drabanan. And if you want it to be there permanently or long term, that would be a knot, which is a Daraisa. So now we're going back to the Shulchan Aruch words, so which must be the opinion of the Rish and the Rambam. The Kesher She'ena Shel Kayama Ve'ena Ma'aseh Uman. So you've got neither condition here. It's an impermanent knot, and it's not supposed to be, and it's not done in a professional way. Mutar L'Kasher L'Chatchila. As expected, you're actually allowed to tie such a knot on Shabbos. And the Rambam says V'chein Le'inin HaTorasei Dina K'may Le'inin Kishirasei. The halacha, when it comes to untying, follows the exact same halachas of tying. So if this knot is a permitted knot, you can untie it. If it's a rabbinic knot to tie, it's a rabbinic knot to untie. And if it's a deraisa knot, if you tie it, then it'll be a deraisa to untie it. Got it? Ketzad. So how would this be? Nifikala with Sura Ukshoyev, a strap snapped and he retied it. Nifsak achevel koshoy. Okshoy, or a rope snapped and he retied it. Or shekosha achevel bidli. Or he tied a rope in a bucket. Or shekosha resin behema. Or he tied the reins of an animal. Harei ver potter. These are all drabonon. They're all rabbinic knots, all of these examples. We'll see why that is when we do Mishnah Berurah. V'chein kol koyotze be'elu hakshorim shehem ma'ase hejit v'chol adam kosher oisam l'kiyama. And here's the reason. As we're going to see now, because these are not so regular people tie, there's no special skill to it, and you want it to be there long term. So as we saw, Shulchan Aruch holds that would be a drabon. You've got one condition, not the other. The kol kesher she'ena shel kayama, any knot which is not a permanent knot, im kshoi kesher uman, if you did do, as we've already seen now, if you did do a professional knot, although you didn't do it for a long term, that would be how he's asked, and it's a drabonon. Again, the rules are very simple. Two conditions deraisa, one condition drabon. And says the Shulchan Aruch, for the sake of a mitzvah, for example, you need to tie a knot to be able to measure one of the measurements of a Torah, for example, the depth of a mikveh or something, and you need to tie a knot to make sure, you know that the full length of the string with the knot, whatever two parts, is tall enough to be the mitzvah is kosher, then you're going to need to tie it. So muta likshor kesher she'ena shel kayama. In such a situation, you're allowed to tie a knot, which is an impermanent knot, in order to be able to measure one of the measurements of the Torah. So that would be a serach mitzvah type of tying. That's all the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah says now, an important point here, people need to be aware of. If a person had a double knot in something, double knot, then you're not allowed to untie such a knot. Nor can you tie it for that matter, but you can't untie a double knot. Because we're not really fluent and knowledgeable in what's really defined as a professional knot. But because as we just said in the rules of the Shulchan Aruch, that even if it's not a permanent knot, but if you're doing it in a professional manner, then the Shulchan Aruch said it's asa. Right. You can't tie it, you can't untie it. And that is the custom. We don't tie and we don't untie double knots. And we'll see what's the issue with a double knot. Again, obviously, a double knot is tight. And if it's tight, you might be in the realms of a ma'aseh uman, a professional knot. And therefore, you might have an issue to tie it or to untie such it. So never tie double knots on Shabbos as a general rule. There might be exceptions, but that's the general rule. However, it seems that in a situation of a person is suffering, he's in pain, you don't have to worry and you're allowed to untie it. The whole thing is a drabonon. At worst, it could be a drabonon, and in a situation of tsa'a, of pain, of suffering, they did not make a issa drabonon. So, for example, a person ends up tying a double knot in his shoes, and they're really painful to wear his shoes now, and he wants to get them off already, and he can't slip them off because it's too tight, and he's really in pain. and suffering, whatever, he can't function, then he'd be allowed to untie the double knot. And now, which we say you need two knots, one on top of the other, that's when you're tying two different things together. A double knot to tie two things together, two ends or two things together. But if you tied one single knot at the top of a thread or the top of a cord, that is like two knots. Like if you take two ends of a rope and you tie it together, or two ends of a string tied together, a double knot will be strong. But if you have one single string, don't try this at home because you ruin your senses. If you tie a single knot at the end of one, just into itself, and you pull it tight, that would be a very tight knot. So even a single knot in situations when you're just tying it to itself like that would actually be also as well. It's got the same din as two ksharim. It's considered perhaps a professional knot, and even if you only intend to be there for a short period of time, there'd be an issa d'rabbanan to tie it and to untie it for that matter. Okay, that was a long piece. We're going back now to Sifkatan Zion in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so Chelik Gimel, if you want. Sifkatan Zion, Dinoi Kamoi. We said that the Ramah added that the dinim of untying follow the dinim of tying. Whatever type of knot you tied will be an issa on the same level to untie. What's the lema? If it's a type of knot, there'll be a deraisa to tie, there'll be a deraisa to untie it. And says the Rambam, anything where there'll be a drabonon to tie it, or a drabonon or mutter to tie it, so the same halachas will follow when it comes to untying it. Either it'll be drabonon or it'll be mutter. Any knot that you're allowed to untie, if you're not able to untie it, it's too hard for you. If you have a heter to untie it, but you're not able to do it, you're allowed to even snap it if you need to. Right? Whatever you can untie, you're allowed to snap if necessary. Don't snap it in front of an ignorant person, because he might end up being makel in cases when he's not allowed.
To take
where
you can use a scissors.
Yep. So then the Shulchan Aruch went on to say, again, the Shulchan Aruch had said that a knot that's not permanent and is not a Maisa Uman, you're allowed to tie on Shabbos. And they says, Kate said, how is that? He says, well, if a strap snapped, you can tie it. If the rope snapped, you're allowed to tie it. Or the rope to the bucket, or the reins of an animal. These are all, he doesn't say a mutter, he says, that's drabonon. So let's see what's going on here. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ketan Nifsika, Adaleel Kai, it's going on the earlier case. B'shel Kiyam Avihinim Asa Umar, the part of Allah. He's not going on the case of mutter lechatzchila, which is zero, neither condition. He's going on the case with one of the two conditions. And the case was that it's a permanent knot, but it's not a professional knot. So that would be an issa drabonon. So here's some examples of issurim drabonon. Sifkatan Tes Chever B'Dili, the rope to the bucket. Hatolo Sham Alpi Habe'er L'Shoiv B'Mayim, the bucket that's there, strung up, the entrance, the edge of the well, in order to draw water. Sifkatan Yud She'ena Shel Kayama. So we said any knot which is She'ena Shel Kayama, if you tied a Maisa Uman, it's a drabonon, right? You got one condition. Not Shokayama, but yes, Maisa, and yes, professional or not, that would be a drabon. So Shena Shokayama, Hainu, Afilu B'Shasayla Hatir, Ba'isa Yom Atzmoy. Even if you did it, again, Eina Shokayama, you planned on untying it the same day, but you did it in a professional manner. Asa L'Dei Azoy, then according to this opinion, which is the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, it will be Asa Drabonon, Kevin Jaso, Maisa, and since you did it in a professional manner. Sifkan Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, Shekoshe Limdoid. So then we came on the end of the Shulchan Aruch to the Tzorch Mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch said, for example, you're tying something to measure something, one of the measurements of the Torah, you're allowed to tie an impermanent knot on Shabbos. What impermanent knot? Well, if it's impermanent and there's not Maisa Uman, there's Mutter anyway. So what case are you talking about? Hainu Afilu Hu Asi Lizman. Even if you did it for a certain period of time, but you did it to measure for a mitzvah, that would be okay. Okay, Kosov, we'll see. Kosov, Besefer, Beis Meir. What did I skip? Oh, I did skip, you're right, thank you. Yud Beis, sorry, on Yud Beis, not Yud Beis. No, I have missed Yud Aleph as well. Actually, you're doing Yud Aleph now. We're going all the way back to something we didn't do yet, which is Yud Aleph. Very good, thank you. Yud Aleph, Shekoshe Limdoid, great. Shekoshe Limdoid, you're tying to measure one of the measurements of the Torah. Hainu Shekoshe Shnei Chavolim Beyachad, Kdei Yuchal Limdoid, Bahem Shir, Mikla, you want to have Yeah, two ropes tied together. So we had to measure, let's say, the height, the depth of a mikveh, or the length of a mikveh, whatever, to see if there's enough water there. So if Khan Yud Beif Mutalik Shah, so then the Shulchan Aruch said you're allowed to tie fitchun ashikeshen and shokayama, an impermanent knot. Hainu, I feel who Martha Uman, even if it's done in a professional way, which means it would usually be a drabanon. Here we waive the drabanon for the sake of the mitzvah, says the Shulchan Aruch. I feel like mitzvah not show, because if it would not be a Martha Uman, anyway it's mutter to tie such a knot. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you've got zero condition, neither condition, it's mutter to tie. Must be here you got one condition, namely that if Martha Uman, you're still allowed to tie it for the sake of a mitzvah. However, we're talking here about when you have no other option to be able to measure the thing, whatever. For example, you could do a non-professional knot, or you could do a bow, and it'd be, and if that works to measure, so why would you come onto the Maisa Uman knot unnecessarily? So you only have a heter for the sake of a mitzvah when you have no choice in how you're tying that knot. If you must do a Maisa Uman to be able to tie it, then we allow it, again, if it's not a permanent knot, we allow to tie it for the sake of the mitzvah. But it's dark last year, it's a drabbon, because why allow an issa drabbon when it's no need? And then we have Yud Gimel, which is the end of the Shulchan Aruch again, mutter to tie a keshishen eshe kayama for the sake of a mitzvah. Hainu afilu hu osir lezman, even if you're leaving it for a certain period of time, not literally untying it the same day, you might want to leave it for a few days or something. Kasa b'sefer beis meir. Now, beis meir points out that how does this self-mitzvah fit into the two opinions that we've seen? We've seen the Shulchan Aruch, we've seen the Ramah. Does this fit into everyone? This is Shulchan Aruch talking when he said for self-mitzvah. Is there such a case of a self-mitzvah that the Ramah's Rishonim would agree with? The Ramah said that Yesh Cholkim, and the Rishonim hold, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rosh, whatever, they all hold the Torah, they all hold that a knot, that what makes a knot the writer, purely what's intended for it, what it's usually done for, what you intend to it. But the fact that my sermon, not my sermon, professional, not professional, is totally irrelevant, according to these Rishonim. So will there be a situation of a Sirch Mitzvah knot that's permitted to tie when you follow those Rishonim? Again, Shulchan Aruch had two conditions, so fine, we can have one without the other, it's Drabanon, and for Mitzvah we're Mekel. But does that situation, that parallel situation arise when it comes to the Rishonim of the Ramah? That's what we're going to deal with now. Sheinu Shekayama, Hainu, Afilu Hu Asir Lizman. Okay, Kazab Sefer Beis Meir as well. Kazab Sefer Beis Meir. That was the Shulchan Aruch brought, the mutter b'mkoy mitzvah, that you're allowed to tie certain knots for the sake of a mitzvah. Rak das Rambam, that's all. Sorry, I meant the Torah with the Rambam, not the but as only according to the opinion of the Rambam, the Torah, Rif, etc., that there's two conditions to make it the Raiser. Aval Rashi, but Toysus, about Tanurasham, Mithad, the Keshish, Asa, Asa, Filimok, and Mitzvah, Ein Shab. There's no such heter or a Serch Mitzvah when it comes to the Rishonim that the Rambam brought. Right, when it's all about the kavana of the knot and nothing to do with the quality of the knot, then there is no situation of a Serch Mitzvah allowing any type of knot. That's Rashi, Toysus, and about Tanur. He was Yud Dalad, even if he wasn't, but he was Yud Dalad. He was a late Rishon. We're about to know. Sifkan Yud Dalad, the Yeshli Zaheh. So the Ramah said you should be careful not to tie any knot, any double knot, right? Because we're not bocking what a Maisa Uman is. Maybe that's considered to be a professional knot, a skilled knot, and therefore you might have done this to Ramon. Since the Rif and Rambam hold that you're not allowed to tie Midrabanon, you're not allowed to tie a professional knot at all, I feel like you matter, but even if you plan on tying it the same day, so you have to really know what a Maisa Uman is, otherwise you might be bumping into Drabanons all the time. But in the Bikim, Mao Keshish Uman, we don't really know what that is. What is this professional knot that we're talking about? Therefore, it's logical to say that any knot that's tied very tightly and well is considered to be a professional knot. A tight knot is a professional knot. Lekach anun is hoim. B'chol keshish shu shal shnei k'sharim. Therefore, any knot which is a double knot, two knots one on top of the other, is why the shnei k'sharim have a kesher amitz, because a double knot is a tight, strong knot, and therefore you might be in the world of ma'isa uman if you might be doing this drabanan when you tie a double knot. Umashe kosov shum kesher. And that which the Ramah said a lashon of any knot, any double knot. But the Leima, I feel oisim ksharim hamavoyim lekamon sim ve the mutalik shor lahate. Even those types of knots we said we're going to say later on are usually permitted to tie and untie. Hanedafka bekeshe echad. Even if it's a single knot, if it's a double knot, then no, it will be a drabon. If it's a double knot, Hainu Dafka, single knot, these come out of Mutter later on, but if it's a double knot, it'll be Asa. And if you tie a single knot on an item itself, my sitzer string example, you take the end of your sitzer string, you tie a single knot in it, put it tight, that has the same din as a double knot and will be an Issa Drabonon. The Az Mithadek Shapir or Mikri Kesher Uman, because it does get very tight and therefore gets into the realms of a professional knot. Anything that could get better, usually when you tie two things together, unless it's a double knot, it won't be tight. But a single item to itself can get very tight, even though it's a single knot. So it's all about how tight it is, yeah. Adka.